Blog Talk Radio.
Proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks, live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL. For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted. Hey, drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small, family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or a reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, sent you. Hey, drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small, family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small, family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or a reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, sent you.
Hey, drivers, how does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's rider and pet policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
Hey, drivers, Troy here with Talk CDL. Imagine one app on your phone that would enable you to look at all the applications out there that you might have with different trucking companies being processed. That's right. Just click on one app called Driver Pulse, and you'll be able to look in and see if a company has you almost hired or if something might be holding the application up. Just imagine how quick and convenient this will be for you and for the trucking company. No more slowdown periods at all. Drivers, head on over to TenStreet.com. That's TenStreet.com and download the Driver Pulse app, or you can go to Google Play or just Google it and you'll find Driver Pulse by 10 Street. Get it today. All right. Welcome to Talk CDL, the trucker show. It's what is today, Tyler? Monday. Is today actually Monday?
Yeah.
I can tell by the growl. Hey, buddy, what's up, man? What's up there in Truckerland out in Utah?
Hey, you know, I'm going to make a disclaimer right now. All right. 35s are up in the air. You might hear one right now. They're taking off. And we might be hearing. Can you hear them?
I hear them.
Yeah, so they might come here every now and again. They're doing passes and stuff, and they're very, very, very loud.
Oh, I hear them.
Yeah. So
what kind of jets are they?
Actually, F-35. So you can actually feel those things. You can feel. You actually kind of feel them rumbling. Like they're very impressive.
Is that on base or what? You know, Ty. Let's be honest. This is a trucker show. But when a F-35 off of an Air Force base wants to fly over and interrupt the show, we allow it. Not a big deal.
Yeah, why not?
Cool stuff.
So, I'll try and mute myself if it gets too loud, because they, like I said, they get real loud. So, at any rate, man, yeah, it's hot here. It's hot. You know, I'm still been here almost 3 weeks now, and it's I'm not used to it. I'm ready for some cooler weather.
I see Miss Kelly has joined us. Kelly, welcome back. How you been?
Hey, Kelly. I've been busy. Sounds like somebody's doing busier work in Utah than I'm doing out here.
The most awesome trucker lady in trucking. Kelly, we're chasing you like all the men in your life. And, you know, when you're not here for a week, you know, we're begging you like all the rest of the men. So, you know, why do you leave us, baby? And then just, like, come back like this.
Well, it's like weekends I'm not available because I'm at home with family, so that's just family time. It's not trucking time at all.
Man, I wish
This past weekend, actually, I wasn't at my house, but I was with family in Oklahoma City.
So. I hear you. So, Kelly, tell our young Tyler how hot it is where you're at, because I think there's like record-breaking heat like in the Northeast, everywhere in the country. It's hot everywhere. He said he can't take Utah, but I'll guarantee you North Dakota's hot.
But I'm over here in Arizona, and it's been raining, so it's like 78 degrees.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like North Dakota's getting storms. It's just this place, I didn't realize it's a desert, man. I thought Utah was mountain beautiful. I was thinking I'm coming to like Washington or something, you know. And I get here and it's desert, and I'm just like, oh man, you know, whatever. But it is, man. It's hot everywhere. So, what's up, Kelly?
Yeah, you're not alone. A lot of people think that till they get there and say, oh, it is all desert.
So Kelly, yeah. Tyler he's out in Utah for a month. And I've been making little comments all week. You know, he's married. His wife is back in North Dakota. Oop, hear them jets going by again. We pause for the jets. So, anyways, so he goes out to Utah, where it's like the polygamous capital. And I'm just wondering how many wives he's going to come back with. Because, you know, in Utah, you can't even live there unless you have like five wives. So Tyler's the only guy in Utah right now with one wife. What do you think of that?
He's an outcast. They won't even consider him right now.
He is an outcast out there, Tyler. Hey, guess what? Kelly, you haven't met a young man that's been coming on the show. I see he's here with us today. His name's Cody. Cody, are you with us?
Yeah, how's it going?
All right, brother. Cody, have you heard of Kelly McCulley? She owns Lady Trucker. She's got about 30-some thousand followers, very popular on the web. Very awesome, awesome, awesome lady driver. She's been doing flatbed for 10 years, and she's one of those drivers out there that could probably, you know, put a man in a headlock and, you know, make him regret being a tough guy in front of her. And then you probably can throw her in a set of heels and some lipstick, and she could probably play that role too. She's like the everything possible woman. And her husband's been on the show too. He's a cool dude too.
I have to tell you something, though. There is no more Lady Truckers face-to-face.
What are you talking about?
What?
Yeah, it's being shut down as we speak. I haven't been active on it in almost 2 weeks. I think I had 2 days, and it will absolutely be history.
What
happened? We got some hackers, and the hackers came in, and I tried to resolve the issue with Facebook, and the hackers are really good, so the hacker got to stay, so I needed to shut her down. Y'all ever seen, you go on Facebook, I've seen it a lot in the last 3 months. I've been trying to deal with this issue on Lady Trucker's Facebook. You see a comment, and then you see a comment to theirs, right? And you go to click on it, and when you click on the reply to their comment, it disappears like a phantom.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, that's my hacker. And they're so good, Facebook can't do anything about it. And
well,
those replies are really bad.
I'm still not really understanding it, though.
It can't go away. Facebook cannot make that stuff go away. And then somebody hacked in and made themselves admin, and you can go in and you can take admins off if you're the creator of the page, right, like I was.
Right.
But I can't take this one off. It says, sorry, error on page, no matter what I do.
Really? I'll have to keep
so
watching.
I lost control of it to the hacker, and Facebook wouldn't help me fix it, so I decided we would be better off just shutting the page down and not letting this hacker have it.
You know, I think you have, like, so long to reopen it.
Yeah, but I went to look. As long as I don't do activity on it, it'll continue the countdown. I went to look, and the hacker's still there.
Oh, man.
So as long as the hacker's there, it's a nuisance, and it's getting worse, and it's really bad stuff that they're putting on there. It's more like the hacker has gone in to do perverse things on my page.
That's
just crazy. I can't have that. Yeah.
Tyler, is there anything you can help her with?
You know, when it comes to things like that, it's sometimes these pages, the way that you know, how intense, I guess, the server side and everything works with these Facebook pages now. It's almost like a Facebook page is like another, it's almost like it's like a computer in a sense. I mean, it's not obviously, but, you know, there's ways now to where, you know, someone can get access to your computer and they can embed themselves in it. And if you shut it off, if you unplug it, if you reboot it, if you refresh it, everything, no matter what you do, that person, when you turn that thing back on, if it connects to power and the internet, that person now pings back to their computer and they have access again. It's really, really bad. And if they're running, most likely, they got some good programs. And I don't see how Facebook can't do anything. Facebook has developed, the company itself has developed actual programming languages and everything. So the fact that they can't do anything kind of frustrates me a little bit. They should be able to see who's entering it. Well, actually, no, they can't. Never mind. If Facebook can't do anything, most likely there's nothing you can do. Because
The replies I'm getting back from Facebook are almost like they don't see what I see. You know? So
Facebook replying to you.
Well, have you went on other computers and stuff or other things to do this?
Yeah, I can go on my laptop, my phone, the tablet, whatever. It all shows up for me.
Okay, because it might be actually what you're looking at is infected. What you're using is infected. That's crazy though. Man, are all your other admins whenever they log on seeing it as well?
Hey, Kelly,
Kelly,
you know what I would do? I would turn it back on before you lose it, and I would put a message out every day. I'm going to be starting a new Facebook page. Here's the name of it. You won't be able to go through this page to get to it. You'll have to go to it. And anybody that wants to follow me, please feel free. And at least, I'll bet you get thousands of them following you, at least over. And at least the hacker is gone. Let him have the damn thing then and shut it down. I mean, that's just a thought.
Yeah,
if you even
possibility.
Want it. What's that?
They don't hack my next page.
Well, I mean, We've got several pages we work with, and I've never been hacked. I mean, let me tell you what happened to me a couple weeks ago, though. I got a message from Facebook, and was it you, Tyler? I called and said, "Hey," and the message said, "We've been getting complaints about your fan page, and to see if you're even in violation, the page actually said, you need to go on this page and put your information in, and you have to be honest." Like, well, it was a weird message. Like, I had to verify that I didn't have. It said I was supposed to go on my page and check for anything that would be offensive to our fan page. And so then it said, and I've got to go ahead and verify it by going to their secured page and give them my personal information. And I told a couple people, I said, "What's this?" And then I even Googled it, and it said, "Do not give your information to anybody. Do not verify. Facebook doesn't do that." And so I just went and deleted them out because they were trying to hack into me. And I'm wondering, if did anything like that happen to you?
Yes, it did.
There it is.
I got about four of those kind of messages.
That's how they got in there.
Did you follow through with them?
No, I didn't go to verify nothing.
You didn't give
them
your
password? I wasn't giving them all that personal information, no.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean, every time I now look for anybody that asks for a password or asks you to verify something like that, that's a no-no.
Yeah, right, that just looks strange to me, and I asked a couple of people about it, and they're like, Facebook is asking you for a password, like they don't already know yours?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, there's some real creepers out there anyways. Well, Kelly, listen, if you decide to open another page, and I'm serious, definitely Talk CDL will definitely be on here plugging for you all the way. And like I said, if you went back on your page and announced it, you know, just I think somehow, some way the hackers got in through something. I mean, because you would think that they would target every big site out there. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we're part of a big site that's as big as your other site. You know what I mean? So, which I'm not going to, I don't advertise for that on this show only because, and it is about trucking, but it has nothing to do with this show. So I don't really advertise it. So, and we've never been hacked. So hopefully we won't be. But, you know, if that becomes a normal, you know, you can sure bet. Like, look at CDL Life. You know, I visit them a lot. They have like 200 and some thousand people following CDL Life. There's a lot of big trucking sites on the internet. And you would think that all of a sudden, you know, that becomes a problem. Facebook is going to start losing a lot of customers if they can't control that. So, anyways, let's move on, guys. We've got a couple of things to talk about here. Tyler, what do you think?
Yeah.
Should we move on?
Yeah, move on. Let's do it.
All right. Any of you bad guys out there listening, you hackers, leave Kelly McCulley alone. There you go, Kelly. I took care of it. What's going on, Cody?
What's that?
I said, what's going on out there in Missouri? You know what Cody does? He runs a dedicated run from, St. Louis over to Indianapolis and back?
Yeah.
That's all he does, Kelly. Drop and hook on both ends. Runs over there. Is it Target? Is it a Target account? Runs over to Target, drops his trailer, gets his bill signed, goes back home, gets home. His wife has his dinner waiting, got some kids over there. They all jump on his lap. He's one of those at home every night truckers, dedicated, got the world by the horns and doesn't even know it. What do you think, Kelly?
It's awesome for some people. That's pretty boring for me, though. I tried that for a while.
Hey, Cody, you should try to follow her around for like a month. So one day she's in North Dakota, the next day. Where are you at today, Phoenix?
I am actually in Jamestown, Gallup, New Mexico, headed up to a little town just south of the Utah border called Page, Arizona.
Never heard of it.
I came out of Houston Friday, well, south of Houston, Texas.
What are you delivering up there? Coils?
Load a pipe.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. All right. Well, Tyler, what's the topic tonight? Trucker got shot.
Yep. Tucker got shot.
You know, and we want to, what we want to do is, you know, we got some safety tips tonight. And hey, Tyler, real quick, Google this for me if you can. You can name the states. Google states that recognize carry permits. I think there's 38 of them. There's 38 states out there that will recognize your handgun permit to carry a loaded gun for protection. Now,
well,
I know there's a couple of them out there. What's that, Tyler?
Well, that depends on where this, which one it is, because there's plenty of states that don't. It depends on what your carry license is in itself.
Well, I understand that, Tyler, but I've looked this up before. I'm just saying there's like, I think it's like 36 or 38 states that all recognize, like, for example, if you're in Colorado, they'll recognize a carry permit from Florida. You know what I mean? Like, you won't get in any trouble if you have a gun on you concealed. You're in their state, and I don't know if Colorado is one of those states. I just know that there's like 36 or 38 that recognize each other's carry permit. And then you've got, I think, is it South or North Carolina? I think Maryland, probably a couple of the Demi states up there. And I'm not trying to insult Democrats, but that's usually where your gun-free zones are at in Democratic states. So you got a couple states up in the, up, you know, I think Connecticut and Mass might be one of them, New York, that will not, you know, in fact, they don't even allow anybody to have a permit. So, and you can get in trouble going through there. Do you have the list?
Oh, well, yeah, but it's not going to be all inclusive, but we can try and see what the most is. Cause like your Florida license might be good in Colorado, but my North Dakota license might not be good in Colorado. Cause it's all dependent on the state itself.
I know what you're saying, but like when I pulled up, for example, for Florida, there's 38 states that recognize if I go in there with my gun.
Yeah,
if I do a Jesse James and I come a gunning, I'm legal in 38 states. Not that I'm coming a gunning, but.
Yeah, so I'm just going to make the disclaimer for us.
Okay.
When we give this list, be sure to you personally, if you have a carry license, to look up your personal state to make sure that your state is good in any state that you go in. Whatever,
or you could say Troy from Talk CD of the Trucker Show said you're loud. No, don't say that. I'm joking. Kelly, do you carry?
I don't carry, so I'm – no.
Cody, do you carry?
The only time I shoot a gun is for hunting.
Oh, cool. She's a hunter. Man, Kelly, what don't you do? Tell me you shoot bow and arrow, too.
I don't ride roller coasters.
Hey, neither do I. I hate them.
I hunt, I fish, I drive a truck, I cook, I clean, I do a lot of things.
Wow. You don't do Facebook anymore?
I do Facebook, just my personal right now.
Wow, it sucks. Tyler, you got that list? And like Tyler said out there, if you're have a permit in wherever, Texas, okay, which they can carry open. You know what? How would you like to be in the gunslinger state like that, Tyler? You know, walking around like Billy the Kid? Got your six guns on both sides. I bet you there ain't many bad guys left in Texas. Too many people walking around ready to shoot each other down there. What do you
think,
Tyler?
Know, I don't know. I'm not – I could go on about the whole whether you should open carry or not open carry and stuff. But, yeah, okay, so we got a map here, okay, and basically
that's
what this map is –
that's just for you truckers out there.
And this map is a map that's going to be – you know, if you can issue to residents or non-residents, which is what you're probably talking about, there's the biggest, you know, amount of states will show, okay, we'll issue to residents and non-residents, and people usually use that list in order to say, okay, we should be able to carry in this state or that state. And then you can go ahead and you can click on each individual state to see from here, okay, where is my license good at?
Hey, Tyler, what's that web address?
It's www.usacarry.com/conceal_carry_permit_risk_maps.html. So I'll share it over there on TalkCDL.
And the Facebook and the website. And Tyler, the other disclaimer we should tell truck drivers is check with your company also. There's a lot of companies out there like Cody. Well, you don't drive for Schneider anymore. You drive for Hogan. You should, if I don't know, do you carry, Cody?
No. Hogan doesn't allow it, and neither does Schneider.
Right. It's that's what I was going to say. Even though it's legal, some companies don't allow it, you know, in their trucks. So you would have to check with them also to see. But I'm going to read this article when Tyler gets done this disclaimer. And again, we're not advocating for you to get out there and go buy a gun and start, you know, acting like you're Billy Bed. But we are saying a lot of truckers getting hurt out there. A lot of truckers becoming victims. And you know what? Here's one of the ways. Tyler, go ahead, read it.
So this first note that I noticed on here is the following states have permitless carry, which allows anyone that can legally possess a firearm to carry concealed. Alaska, Arizona, Kansas, Maine, Mississippi, Vermont, West Virginia, but some restrictions may apply. Check each state for its own restrictions. So if you're in any of those states, most likely you can carry without a permit. But that does not mean that you can carry in any other state, okay, just because you live in that state. Like, just because I'm from Alaska does not mean I can conceal carry in Florida without a concealed carry permit. So keep that in mind. But that's kind of a cool little thing to know there for you, for people that might be running local. Aside from that, the states that will only issue to residents. Now, I don't think I should really go over this one. I'm going to choose a state. Just name a state. We'll choose a state and we'll kind of read off from there, because otherwise all we're looking at here is the states that issue licenses to people, not where they're good at. So I don't know what exactly we want to go over here. The states that will issue to residents only is California, Delaware, New York City, and the Virgin Islands, which California, good luck getting a license to begin with.
That you have to show in California. They just had that on the news last week. That your life is in like imminent danger. Literally, like California, you will not get a permit in California. You're just not going to be able to do it out there, at least from what the news was saying.
See, I don't really understand this here, because it's a little off. Because, for example, you know, I have my concealed carry and I had to actually become a resident of North Dakota in order to get it. But this is saying that they shall issue to residents and non-residents of North Dakota.
What the hell is that? That's kind of weird. A non-resident.
Well, a non-resident is someone who, for example, we'll just say a guy who's military, right? They move to North Dakota because they get stationed there. Okay, technically they have dual residency. So if they're on active duty, they can get it. And technically they're not a resident, but they are a resident because they're military, being forced to stay there. So they get a dual residency. Me, when I got off of active duty, I now am living in North Dakota, own a home in North Dakota, but I am not a legal resident of North Dakota because I have a Florida driver's license. Yeah, you're kind of like up in the wind. Even though I have an address, I'm getting mail there, you're still not a resident there because you don't have a driver's license and, you know, you're not filing taxes there, everything else. So, so we'll say we're just going to use North Dakota because North Dakota is huge. I think it's one of the largest in the U.S. that is honored because of their restrictions. So North Dakota, if you have a concealed carry, okay, you are good to carry in Alabama, Alaska, Arizona. You know what? It's easier to say where you can't carry. You cannot carry in Oregon, California, Illinois, New York, Mass, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Jersey, Maryland, and the D.C. So, and Hawaii. So there's like, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 states that you cannot carry in. Every other state, you're good to conceal carry.
And Tyler, the other thing we would tell these men and women that are maybe wanting to carry in their trucks, once you've gotten permission from your company and you have the permit, you also might want to check with these states, Tyler, because these states that you cannot carry in, you have to legitimately, I believe the gun has to be unloaded and in a locked box or somewhere where you cannot even reach it when you're going through that state. So what you'd want to do is you'd want to call and find out the actual rules of that state, because the last thing you want to do is get pulled over and be, you know, subjected to a search and they find that you are illegally carrying your gun, because that's where you could probably get in more trouble than anything. So I would definitely check with the states that you cannot carry in again.
Yeah, definitely.
Tyler, go ahead. Keep
definitely.
Reading that.
Well, you know, that's kind of, I mean, that's pretty generally what you're going to see as far as that's concerned. You know, most every state, unless I clicked on every single state to look at their individual requirements, because the basically what determines on what a state is allowed to, like, for example, North Dakota, when you're getting your concealed carry, no one in North Dakota or anybody out there, unless I tell you, hey, I have a concealed carry, can find out that I have a concealed carry, because they lock it down. Like, in or even when you're getting your concealed carry, you can't even call the people to figure out what your process is on it. Unlike some other states, someone can call the state and ask, hey, does this person have a concealed carry? And they can give that information out. So because of that, North Dakota is really restricted and you can carry in a bunch of different areas. Some other states, unless they look through every single state and find this out, might not be that way. So they might have 15 states that don't look forward to it. So what I'm going to recommend for any trucker out there that it has a concealed carry or they're looking to carry a weapon in their vehicle, number one, first thing, check for your company first. Make sure your company is good with it. Next thing, download an app, which I'm going to share over on TalkCDL's Facebook page, and it's called CCW-ConcealedCarry50State. All right, and what this is it's an app that you can go onto and you can click on each state. Like you can go on your state and find out, okay, this is my state. These are all the states I can carry in. These are the states that I cannot carry in. Say the state that you cannot carry in is red, right? The state's red on there. Click on that red state, and it's going to come up with all the information of why you can't carry there and what you need to do with your weapon in that state. You know, when I was traveling over here to Utah, I carried in my vehicle, you know, going through the mountains and everything. And I have this app on my phone, and I used it to make sure, okay, if I'm going into Utah where, you know, it's really religious and everything, I wasn't sure if I'd be able to carry in there. It turned out I could. But I wanted to know that, you know, my weapon in my vehicle was properly, you know, handled like you were talking about before. And that's one thing that will get your CDL taken, you know, really easily is misuse of a firearm, that's for sure. So,
I was just told by somebody here in the office, Legal Heat is another app, and maybe you want to check that out. So, but let me, real quick, Tyler, you got some more of that stuff yet? Because I was going to read this article about what happened to a trucker.
No, the only other thing that I would say to sum all that up is if you can conceal carry in your state, okay, if someone were to look in your vehicle, make sure your weapon is not visible. It doesn't have to be in a glove compartment. It doesn't have to be concealed on your person. It has to be concealed from visibility.
Hence
right?
The name
you don't
concealed. Right.
Yeah. So a lot of people think that when they're driving, it has to still be on their person concealed. But that's not necessarily true.
Right.
If you have a slot on your door, it can be in your door inside your cup holder. As long as if someone looks in the mirror, you know, or in the window, they can't see it. So just keep that in mind. So go ahead. Read
the letter. I don't keep mine on my body when I'm, but I'm a carrier as far, I'm a carrier. Stay away from me. I got something. No, I carry. I do. It's, I do it. It's, you know, my legal right. And I do it. I mean, I'm not looking, you know, one of the things that I would recommend also for all you drivers out there is take a safety course. Most states, I think you got to take one anyways, but safety it's all about safety. And here's the other thing about carrying a gun. Just so you all know, all you drivers out there, you should never have to pull a gun out ever in your life. It's true. There's no fight or argument. There's nothing that ever should end with you pulling a gun out ever, unless your life is totally, totally in danger. And the day you pull a gun out and shoot somebody, even if you have a right, you're going to jail that night. Even if you're innocent, that night you'll spend in jail. Because till they sort it out, everybody's going to jail. So we're letting you know that's really – that gun is not there for you to feel brave. It's not there for you to ever flash it. You know, if you pick that gun up and show somebody, don't mess with me, see what I got here, people go to jail for that. People go to jail for – all they got to do is say, hey, there's a trucker. He just flashed a gun at me. Man, there's going to be 20 stateies around your truck, and I promise you – guns are all going to be out, and you're going to have to crawl backwards on your knees, kiss the ground, have your hands. You're going to look like a big criminal until they get it all sorted out, pull the gun out. And then, and here's the worst part. everybody's recording everybody these days. So you pull a gun out just to scare somebody, I promise you, you're probably going to be on some video. And when you get on that video, there goes your job reference for life. You're going to jail, and you're going to lose your gun permit, all that other good stuff that goes along with being stupid. Okay, so do yourself a favor and really study up. And look, I recommend, if you're allowed, this is just my advice, if you're illegally allowed to carry, exercise your right. It's the law. You're allowed to follow within the law. So don't let anybody bully you into saying, oh, yeah, you got to have a gun. Da, da. It's the law. If it's within the law, exercise your right. Okay? But be as safe as you can and really get your head on right. I'm going to tell you a little secret. When I first got my carry permit, my wife and I did, guess what? We were afraid to carry it. I was like, that feels weird. I can't put a gun on me. Now it's like you don't even think about it, but it's there only if you're, you know, let me tell you the reason I got my gun. Let me tell you guys why. Simple reason. You have a lot of wackos that go into a crowd these days and start killing people, innocent people. And it's happening more than not. I'm not trying to scare anybody, but I don't want to be at a big event and all of a sudden some nutcase is shooting up the place at a truck stop or whatever the case is, and somebody's shooting up the place. I don't want to be the guy that can't protect my family. And that's really the main reason. I hardly carry my gun anywhere. But if I'm going into a crowded place, I have my gun on me. And the reason I have it on me is, you know, you guys remember that mass shooting that happened here in Orlando couple weeks ago, where a guy went in and shot 50 people at a nightclub in Orlando. You guys remember that, right? Kelly, you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You do?
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
Cody, you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. That was about a month ago.
Yep. Now, there's a place called Disney Springs where it's like downtown Disney, and it's like crazy shops, and like there's like Lanubas there, and like T-Rex is there, and they've got like all these outside places. I mean, it's like, I bet you there's a million people a week go there. It's like really crazy awesome place. And like Ruth Ann and I go there a lot. Well, guess what? That guy, they found his notes. He was scoping. He was wanting to go there first and start shooting up that place. The problem that he, and I believe the reason he didn't go there and shoot up that place is because you're outside and everybody's allowed to carry there. So the minute he would have started shooting, there probably would have been 30 or 40 people putting bullets in him. When you go into a bar room, I don't think you're legally supposed to carry a gun in a bar room. So he went into a place where everybody was defenseless. You know what I mean? So he just went in there and started picking people off, you know, like some crazed lunatic. But the place that Ruth Ann and I go to a lot, he targeted that. And so, you know, there's a perfect reason why, you know what, if you come to I'm going to tell any one of you mass shooters out there, if any mass shooters are listening and you got plans of shooting up a place that I'm at, you better get me first. And the worst part is you don't even know what I look like. Okay. But you better get me first, because I'm shooting back. I am shooting back to any wacko killing innocent people. And that's all. And I'm not going to rant on about that. I want to read this thing that happened to a trucker this week. Listen to this. And he's not dead. It says, and I got this off CDL Life. Great people, 250,000 followers over there. Just awesome people. It says, trucker survives after being shot at a California truck stop. Now, Tyler, Cody, and Miss Kelly, I want you to really listen to this story. It's only a paragraph or two. Tell me what your thoughts are, because it's kind of a weird story, and I didn't know really what to think of it. Okay. It says, a truck driver is lucky to be alive after he was shot by two masked suspects at a truck stop in North Natomas early Saturday morning. It says, the shooting happened at the Sacramento 49er Travel Plaza just after 2 a.m., so 2 o'clock in the morning, according to reports. The driver – now listen to this. Here's the weird part. It says, the driver was sitting in his truck while his co-driver was inside the truck stop. Okay, when two masked men approached, the suspects shot the truck driver at least once in the upper torso. The two suspects then fled the scene on foot. The truck driver was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made, but police have speculated that the shooting is a result of a drug deal gone wrong. Okay, so I didn't read that last sentence, so now that makes sense, okay? So maybe the guy was trying to buy drugs, whatever the case is, because I couldn't picture somebody just walking up and just shooting you for no reason, unless you were a mass shooter, which that'd be a stupid place to mass shoot at an empty gas pump, you know, or a fuel pump, rather, at 2 o'clock in the morning. What do you think of that, Kelly?
I think the world's gone crazy in cahoots altogether. I don't understand the mentality of someone needing to do that.
I don't get it. I don't get it either. Tyler, break that down for me. I mean, what's up with that? And Tyler, what could these guys have done if they had a carry permit? But then again, you know, and here's the other thing, Tyler. Add this in when you're breaking it down. If you're buying drugs, you know, this is the kind of stuff that anybody out there buying drugs, this stuff can happen to you. Go ahead, Tyler.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, if you walk into a room with the lights off, you're going to stub your toe most likely, right? You know, if you're going to do a drug deal, you're running a high risk of getting shot. I mean, come on. It's, you know, your common sense only goes, you know, as far as you let it. So, you know, this guy almost was asking for it. You know, it's kind of one of those things almost like yesterday as far as breaking in front of, you know, people and everything. It's just one of those things, you know. In this specific article, you know, we got a guy obviously was shot for potentially a drug deal, but that's not going to be the case all the time as a trucker. You know, nothing could have defended this guy even more unless maybe he did this drug deal like in bright daylight around a bunch of people, you know, which that's not going to happen. It's a drug deal. So, yeah, man, this guy had it coming, you know, and that just brings up the other issue with drugs and trucking and everything else. I would say for those who maybe are not doing drug deals and have people knocking on our window, it goes back to some of our previous episodes. If you go through, you know, our episodes and listen to some of our previous ones about security and locking your doors and not opening the door, no matter who it is, unless you recognize their face, you know, and just practicing personal security, you know?
Yeah. Cody, you got any thoughts on this drug deal gone wrong, trucker shot?
Well, we actually had a story when I worked at Schneider, and this happened, I'm not sure, a couple of years ago. There was
you
a driver that, no, there was a driver he got shot at the Dallas OC, and from what I heard, it was all because he apparently tried to buy drugs, and a drug deal went bad. The guy followed him to the OC and shot. He lived, but, I mean, if you're a truck driver, just don't touch drugs. I mean, it's not worth your career.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's why they call it dope. What's that, Tyler?
That was Kelly.
Oh, Kelly, I'm sorry.
I agree.
Hey, you know, guys.
I very much agree.
Yeah. And guys, I mean, sincerely, you know, that's really like Tyler saying, you start mixing drugs with any profession, you know, it's. There's that. What's that old saying? There's no honor among thieves. I mean, come on. You know, here's now going back to this trucker protection thing. Okay. I mean, we're not saying, okay, the guy deserved to get shot, but if you're making a drug deal, you know, I mean, it's hard to feel pity on the guy, you know, out there buying drugs. And if he's going to be driving a tractor trailer, you know, with drugs in him, you know, I'm not saying he's better off laying in the hospital, learning a lesson. I don't want him to die. But at the same time,
yeah,
I don't want him driving down the road stoned either. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. But, hey, I got another suggestion. If you don't want to buy a gun, and by the way, flare guns are legal. You don't need a permit for that. And I promise you, you shoot somebody with a flare gun, they will not be robbing you much longer. But check it out. What's that, Tyler?
I said just don't shoot it in your truck.
Yeah, that would be very, very bad. But, Tyler, pit bulls. They're almost as good as a gun.
Shoot, a little chihuahua is almost as good as a gun nowadays. I mean, no. Those little things are vicious. Look at those little things, man.
They don't even know what's in there. It could be hiding underneath, you know, your seat, you know, and then they go to open the door and this little chihuahua comes out. I mean, any animal in your vehicle, I think, will help deter, but you got to, you know, obviously you got to worry about your weight limits and stuff inside your, whatever your policy is for your company. But I would say a pit bull, any sort of mastiff, you know, any intimidating dog will do. But then people are aware of pit bulls, you know, being vicious in some cases, which we all know the truth about that. They're actually little cuddle bugs, you know, big cuddle bugs, I should say.
Just remember one thing, though. The bigger the dog, the harder it is to get it in the truck after you take it out to the bathroom a couple times a shot. Seriously. So, I mean, there's some people that will carry a little step even to get the dog up with, but got to be careful how big your dog gets. Kelly, didn't you used to have a dog?
I used to have a dog, a little wire terrier. She was mean as shit, but I don't have her riding with me anymore.
And they are. Anything with terrier in it is tough. In fact, pit bulls, they're called pit bull terrier, believe it or not. So, anyways, guys, you know what, Tyler, you're going to post, Tyler's going to post the, that carry site up there on the website for everybody and on Facebook. He's going to put that out there so y'all can click on that and check it out. You know, if you're, like I said, just keep in mind, there's a lot you have to do if you're thinking about possibly carrying in your truck. Again, permission from your trucking company. Number two, need a legal permit. Number three, you need to study and know where it's legal to carry. I wonder what happens, and that's probably one of the reasons why trucking companies don't want legal carriers in their truck, because if you get pulled over in a state you're not supposed to be pulled over in, they're going to impound that truck, I would think. Wouldn't you, Tyler?
Potentially. It's definitely a potential. It depends. You know, the fish and wildlife are more known for things like that, but I think most likely you would definitely be going in for questioning. And, you know, nowadays, you know, the other issue you got to think about, if you have a weapon you're not supposed to, you know, if you have a concealed weapon in a state that, you know, that you aren't supposed to have it in, it's a lot harder when you get pulled over and to try and tell the cop, yeah, I have a concealed carry, you know, or whatever. It that sentence is not normal for them to hear, because usually the citizens don't have them because they're not allowed to, right? So if you have a concealed carry, now you have the whole issue of, okay, now this police officer is trying to make sure this isn't someone who has it for, you know, illegally, you know, crime, you know, history and all of those stuff. So you open up a whole other can of worms. So you're really, really, you know, it's really important that you only carry where you're supposed to, and you're aware of, you know, your rights in that aspect. So it's just super important.
And how you really, if you really want to communicate with the police, as the cops, if you keep the gun under your seat, as the cops walking up to your truck, reach down as fast as you can to grab it. Okay.
Oh my gosh, that's the worst.
What's that?
That's horrible. That's horrible.
That is horrible.
You'll be going places.
On a serious note, on that one though, the best thing you can honestly do, I tell this to anyone that asks me what my opinion is on it. You didn't ask me, but I'm gonna tell you. If you get pulled over and you have a weapon in your vehicle, if you don't have a weapon in your vehicle,
keep your hands on the steering wheel.
Keep your hands on the steering wheel with your palms open, right? But before the cop gets to your vehicle, get all your registration information, everything out, and set it on top of your dash, right above your hands. And if you do have a weapon, don't grab the weapon yourself. Just tell him you have it. You know, explain to him, you know, just say, I am illegal. I'm legally able to carry. I do have a weapon in the vehicle. It's located here. Go get it yourself. I'm not moving. I can get out the vehicle if you let me to, for your safety and mine. You know, just let the cop do what he wants to do. All right. You can handle everything in court later, as much as people think that you can't. Okay, just your life and the cop's life is more important than anything else. Let him keep the gun even, but make sure you don't have to reach for anything. That's the main thing, because he wants to go home too. That's all I'm going to say on that.
I hear you. And, you know, don't reach for a gun real fast. You know, all I need is one dumb trucker. And there's no dumb. There's, and that's probably, there is no such thing as a dumb trucker. I'm just kidding.
That's
but
not
anyways.
Necessarily true, right? I mean, we just
yeah,
gotta
okay,
get chopped right
whatever
front
you
deal.
Say.
Yeah, don't be reaching for the gun fast. So, anyways, guys, let's wrap this up. Hey, Kelly, Miss Kelly, are we going to be hearing from you again now that Lady Truckers
I'm
is going away?
So. I'll be out of the little of no man's land tomorrow sometime, I'm not sure, and headed towards
the house.
How about
Lady Truckers 2 with the Roman number 2? Lady Truckers 2.
I was thinking about that one.
Lady Truckers 2. What do you think, Tyler? Cody, what do you think? Anybody got a good feminine name? Does it have
what's
to be feminine?
Of course it does. It has to be
yeah,
Lady
is
Tucker.
It too? Is it too male chauvinist if it was trucker chick? Yeah, that don't sound right.
Yeah, that don't sound right. It's lady.
It's lady. She is
not
a lady.
Chick.
Lady truckers
chicken,
too.
Yeah, there you go.
Wait, even how about lady truckers and more? Because like you take everybody, you men truckers, any trucker.
This is true.
You know we ought to figure out. What do you got, Cody?
I like women in trucking. That sounds pretty good.
There's already
you
know,
they have that one.
Kelly,
yeah,
you know,
that's
what
actual,
to do.
An actual organization.
We ought to try to get like a global truckers going and somehow get it all to where, you know, language is all translated. Because I know Facebook translates.
That's what mine was like that. It was from all over the world.
Yeah.
And it translated.
Yeah, we've got a bunch following us from like Europe and stuff like that on here. Which, hey, all you European truckers, welcome. Talk CDL. We love all our truckers. But, Kelly, you cannot go away. You did so well with that Lady Truckers. We're not going to let you go away. Think of a good name. Lady Truckers and More.
There you go.
Yeah, Lady Truckers times 5. Something. I don't know. Just something. But you know what? I got an idea. Anybody out there listening, you know what? Maybe we'll even put a post up there. Help us come up with the new Lady Truckers name for Kelly McCulley.
There you go.
Cool. You got a closing thought for us, Kelly?
I do. It's most always begins with be safe and be professional above all. And I am not a gun freak, but if you're carrying one, please do it very, very legal and know your rights ahead of time.
Good advice. How about you, Cody? You got any thoughts for us?
Stay safe. Don't put yourself in a situation that puts your life in danger.
Yeah, and I like
stay
that.
In areas.
I like that advice what Cody said. And I was going to talk about that tonight, but we really got into the permit thing and all. And Cody's right. You know, really just be vigilant. Park in as much of a lit area as you can. Don't talk to drug dealers. You know, don't make drug deals. You know, but seriously, stay out of alleys. Stay out of areas where, you know, you could get mugged or shot or robbed. Just be vigilant. And that's very good advice, Cody. I like that, man. Cody, we love having you, buddy. Tyler, what you got, man?
You know, I really like what Cody said, and I really like what Kelly said. So I'll just say, you know, I'm just going to echo off of that and say that was good advice. And I would just say, you know, head over to TalkCDL.com. You can click on this show. It'll be on there in about 30 to 45 minutes. You know, you'll be able to see all the links associated with the show that we talked about today. And drive safe. And like us on Facebook at TalkCDL. I would say like us, like Lady Truckers and stuff too, but that's sad news. I think that's it. Yeah, just we'll close it out.
Man, we got to put an ad out there for that. Maybe we'll do a show on Lady Truckers being hacked. Hackers.
Link on your page. Get this.
What's that, Kel?
Put something out on your page. Says, what's your suggestion?
Will.
What do I do?
We're going to do something. Hey, listen, I'm Troy. Same thoughts as always. Lord willing, if we're alive tomorrow, if he allows us to live, we're going to get up. We're going to do the show again. And, you know, my thoughts on tonight's show, hey, it's your life. Protect it. You know, like Kelly said, don't do it illegally. I mean, there's ways to be confident and do it correctly. There's many ways to protect yourself. One is not getting yourself in situations. Many people get hurt or killed because of not being cautious. Walk circumspectly, the Bible says, meaning look around you, be careful. So do that for yourselves, especially if you're out on the road. Believe me, you can become a victim very, very easy, pulling into a place you don't know. You know, you never know who's going to whack you over the head walking around a corner. Hey, some guys, and I do, I'm guilty. You walk around a corner to go to the bathroom as a man at a truck stop, maybe. You know, hey, it happens. People do it behind the dumpster. Oh, you think you're just got to run over there instead of having to run in and do your thing in there. And next thing you know, you're laying in the alley mugged. Don't do it. Go inside. Use the bathroom. Little things like that will keep you alive. If you can carry legally, look and see, like we talked about it earlier, make sure of where you can carry, understand the laws. Okay, you can use the law to work lawfully. Do that to protect yourself if that's what you want to do. If you're unsure of it, you should not carry a gun. I'll tell you that right now. If your company allows it, remember, get permission from them. Check the laws. Get the permit. Also, maybe a dog. Maybe a dog will help, you know, companion. Plus, they got big teeth. I don't know. But anyways, I'm Troy from all of us here. Good night. God bless. We appreciate all the listeners. We'll see you tomorrow, Lord willing.